Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sam Dente. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Brian Stevens. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Brian Stevens. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft fields it and throws to second for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos. Doby reaches second base with a double. Peck goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Al Widmer now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops it up and throws to first, with Widmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. Dente hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dente fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Zarrilla moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gordon scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Frank Biskin now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 2 in the game. Dente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck, who is chasing the ball. Dente reaches third base with a triple. Moss goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1 Indians. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 2 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kokos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arft moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 2 in the game. Lund hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moss takes first base on ball 4. Arft moves to third. Kokos moves to second. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arf scores. Kokos scores. Moss moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Bob Dillinger pinch hits for Frank Biskin. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Dillinger now playing third base. Joe Ostrowski now pitching. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dente strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla moves to third. Satchel Paige now pitching. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Arft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Pretty scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cocos strikes out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-3 in the game. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Arft moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts in front of the plate. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dobie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Joe Ostrowski. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive towards the mound. Paige reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hegan is walked intentionally. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Arft strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.